Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation, and WebEx, the global leader in on-demand collaborative applications.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, it's Jennifer Jones with Marketing Voices, and today I have with me Rusty Williams, and he's going to be on the phone, who's co-founder and VP at Prospero Technologies, which is a company that really delivers community content management solutions for online publishers. They just released a new study, which I thought was very interesting, about social media usage in corporations. So Rusty and I are going to be discussing that today. So Rusty, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Oh, thank you very much.
So give me a sense of the highlights of the study, if you could, please.
Sure, I'd be happy to. First of all, the study was conducted through major brands, both media and some e-commerce and other companies that we work with and companies who've expressed interest in social media. And the results we got back were very, very interesting. The first thing that was very encouraging was that we had 59% of the respondents said that social media performed or met or exceeded their expectations or marketing objectives in 2007. So that was the first thing. It was very encouraging, is that people are happy with the way things are going with their social media efforts and that they're looking to expand on them. The second is that we found that 31% are planning to spend more, significantly more, on social media in 2008. So they're going from a basis of being satisfied and happy with the results to actually investing more going forward, and that's consistent with what we've seen as a company. People coming to us, more leads coming to us, more companies coming to us asking to build a variety of social media applications. Then on the somewhat more sort of interesting side, there were only 35% of the people we surveyed said that they had seen or reported a positive ROI, and 41% said that they showed an ROI as unknown. So in a way, that's a little bit of a concern for us in this business, because we're trying to say this is how this clearly ties to business benefits and business results. But the reality is that there is data further on in the study in the survey that shows that the measurement of ROA and the measurement of results and measurement of satisfaction was the number of page views, the number of new members, the number of people who posting messages. All of which, I think really translate to the true currency of the web right now, which is attention. So the ROI that's seen through this survey is the number of people they're retaining and engaging with versus a true tie to dollars and cents.
Right. I have to say, with PodTech, that's what is very true for a lot of the clients that PodTech works with, in terms of technology companies especially. It really ties into exactly what you said. Well, so in terms of the study, I mean, how much of what you're seeing or what you heard in the study is actually relevant in the business and the clients you're working with?
Oh, all of it's relevant. I mean, we're using this directly in our product planning and what applications we build and how we build out feature set. I mean, our job as a company is to build a private label platform for leading brands to develop things like message boards and blogs and ratings and reviews and all types of different social media applications. So for us, it's critical to figure out how to plan to extend the product feature set and the spectrum of services we provide. So it applies directly to all the companies we're working with and all the companies we're talking with. And part of what came out in the survey is the interest in particular types of applications. And one thing I sort of always talk about is that it feels like we're working in a world where everything is becoming social media, or the spectrum of things that can become social media is broader and broader and getting getting more diverse all the time. So there are these new tools that become, what some people call sort of the shiny object syndrome of the new coolest thing. I want a Twitter, I want a microblog, I want to do video blogs, I want to have chat, I want to have video chat, I want to have social bookmarking. And for us, trying to sort out where is it that the market's going and how can those tools be used in a real business context is the core of what we're trying to accomplish.
So, yeah, exactly. Well, let's get into that, because I want to know how you do that. You, I assume, tie it into the marketing objectives of the company and then also have enough application-specific knowledge of using Twitter or using, you know, a widget or something like that, so you can say, hey, let's look at this application of in order to meet this marketing objective. So I've kind of led you into the whole question of how do you go about ensuring that the use of these tools isn't just that, it's just not the shiniest object.
Right. We talk with our clients, we ask what they're trying to achieve, and there's two things that really go into that. It's what market they're going after and also what their editorial and business objectives are. And so certain companies we work with obviously are happier to have things run in a more liberal way, if you will, that more people can say more things, and others want to keep a closer hand on the content and control that content. So a key part of the platform that we call Community CM, Prospero's Platform Community Content Management, is to provide that kind of control of user access as well as content moderation so that the appropriate content is cultivated as part of your business objectives. So that's the underlying platform that we provide, and that's a key part of what we're investing in. Then on top of that are different applications, and as you said, it may be that you want to, if you're a television show, and we work with many of the large or most of the large broadcasters, you know, you want to get people talking about your the latest episode. You want people to talk about it after, you know, a cliffhanger, after a finale. You want to sort of energize and provide a forum for that kind of exchange. So a discussion area may be the best type of application. On the other hand, you may be a company where you actually want to control more editorially the publishing of articles and providing specific content that you want people to react to. Rather than a broad discussion, you want to have more of a journalistic perspective to that. And for that, blogs are a more appropriate type application. So we will listen to what the need is, what the objective is, and then recommend an application or tool to satisfy that.
So what tool, in a sense, is getting to be used the most? I assume blogs, and then, well, I'll let you answer the question.
The two I mentioned, blogs and discussion boards, are still the two most popular. The ones that showed up in the survey is the one that are most interested going forward. I think the basis of that is what I just described, that people want to have a place where they can have an open-ended conversation, but they also want to have a place where they can have a more of a journalistic approach to publishing and having people react to that, to the publishing of content.
So are you actually, are you seeing people use widgets and Twitter at all?
Well, you know, those are some of those terms that come up and go, well, those are concepts and those are techniques. They're not really business applications or objectives. A widget is really just a way of integrating a certain type of functionality into a page. Then you really have to step back and say, well, what is that functionality? What is the business objective of that functionality? What kind of rules do we want to have around the content, the branding, the access, all the things that go into making sure that it's consistent with your business goals? So for me, a widget's like saying, well, here's an aluminum can. What do you want to put in it? It's just a carrier. It's a way of conveying something, but it's really not relevant to the business objectives.
You had mentioned earlier that you're looking at finance and education and a lot of these other what I call vertical markets that are using more social media. Can we kind of jet off and discuss that for a second or two?
First of all, education is moving fairly quickly. They because of the phenomenon of Facebook and MySpace and others, where, you know, really that generation of students this is an expectation for them. There are companies and clients that we have, like University of Chicago Business School, Wharton Business School, where they have innovative initiatives where they have applicants who are interested in applying have a place where they can come talk to other people who are already at the schools. They have a place, once people are admitted, they can go meet people prior to coming to campus. And so it's a great way for them to extend and have people really understand what the schools are about prior to coming. So that's a natural market and one that's evolving very quickly and one that's being embraced quickly because of the demographic correlation. Finance, on the other hand, you know, we've done some work with a few different financial institutions, and they're moving much more cautiously. We did a campaign with American Express, which is a fantastic campaign that they call the Members Project, where people would submit ideas for making the world a better place, and Amex built a whole advertising campaign around that concept and let other people comment on and rate the different ideas that were submitted. But while that campaign was going on, they wanted to make sure that the people were, not people, moderators, people on our staff were able to review and ensure that those ideas were consistent with the, you know, the branding of the campaign, and that there wasn't spam or other inappropriate content getting through. So financial institutions have a bit more, and I think consumer marketers in general have a bit more concern over controlling the message, but acknowledging at the same time you can't control it, you have to let it flow through. So it's really more what we call orchestrating that interaction, because you need to let people sort of interact openly, but you want to do it in a way where it's still towards your business goals.
I have been talking to Rusty Williams, who's co-founder and VP at Prospero, and that's a technology company, and the website's www.prospero.com. And until next week, for all my listeners, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.